The world around us is in turmoil. Societal and financial demands have stress surrounding all aspects of the day. The climate and environment are now joining in and increasing the stress with trends and actions that are, in general, making things uncomfortable during the day and not providing much relief at night. There are many hours that a large number of us feel lost and without a focus on the path that's ahead of us, and even which directions to look for our goal. These challenges bring a collective darkness around us and further complicates finding the path back to the light. But there are lights from beacons you can look for that are always present, even in the deepest dark and where you don't expect it. Hope is one of those beacons, but the hope has to be based on realistic and achievable dreams. These dreams should not just be based on the gains of material wealth, but should include the personal goals that impact and improve your quality of life and the emotional goals that help improve the quality of life of your inner circle. An aspect of the dream that most people hold is missing joy itself. The dreams people hold tend to be catalytic to joy. They dream of wealth, and the wealth, they believe, will result at some time afterwards in a future of joy and happiness. While it's the widely held populist belief, and it's highly compatible with the free market society, that timeliness of achieving the goal or dream does not directly result or catalyze in the joy you're looking for. The gap and the non-connection to the emotional response of having the joy and happiness and receiving the material goods results in a decreasing belief in the dreams and the goals associated with them. Instead, it actually reinforces the concept of there's no point in dreaming, the dreams won't come true, and there's no point in following a goal because it's unachievable. But these ideas are not true. There is a point in dreaming, and goals are achievable. It's more a matter of how do you adjust the dreams and the goals to be what you actually want, not just the trigger or the catalyst for what you want. If the goal to be financially stable, the dream should not be the pile of money it takes. The dream should be, this is the lifestyle and resulting joy and happiness I will have when I'm financially stable, and then work toward getting the money to achieve that stability. The money itself should not be the goal. This moves the emotional reward to being the goal in the dream, while the societal world holds the catalyst, which is the financial stability. In this way, your individual world and inner circle get the priceless value of the emotional reward without the boundaries put together around the societal economic condition and time frame. Hope should be focused on the acquisition of joy, joyful events, periods of happiness and serenity, and love. Hope is a force of focus. It shines a light and makes goals clearer and identifies the rewards that actually matter to you. With this in mind, what should matter most in the core of the individual world is the love that you share with others in your inner circle, the love you share with yourself, and the resulting joy and happiness from being able to spend elective time with those in your inner circle. It is the personification and interaction of joy and the happiness and love that go with it that are the keys to the goal of your inner world. In the societal world, it holds the socioeconomic goals of financial reward, recognition and adulation, status and material wealth. While important, these goals in and of themselves do not return any emotionally based positive energy. They're just catalysts or triggers to your access to the situation where you can get the positive emotional experience and energy. So don't give up on hope. It's not hopeless today, even with all of the complexities. Instead, Refocus that hope on the joy and happiness you're looking for as you move away from hopelessness. Realize the chaos in the world today only impacts the time frames of the socioeconomic goals. And though we are changing with increasingly shorter time frames and faster action, these are just adjusters to your individual real-world goals. Those are perpetual, unwavering, and priceless.